You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Douglas R. Gerber, the founder and CEO of Focus One, a consulting firm that helps leaders create high-performance teams. He is the author of Team Quotient, How to Build High-Performance Teams That Win Every Time. Who wouldn't want that? And Mr. Gerber, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure, Eric.
For starters, tell us the title of your book, Team Quotient, is also the framework for how you measure high-performing teams. What essentially is Team Quotient?
Oh, well, Eric, we actually came up with the idea of team quotient. You know, everybody knows IQ, which is intelligence quotient, and EQ. So we created this concept called TQ, or team quotient. And team quotient is essentially measuring the team, forming a baseline for the team, and then measuring it over time. And what we found is that if you want to be successful as a team, you've got to know where you are and then take the steps to be able to measure it over time and then come up with a score that you'll be happy with in 1 to 2 years.
And you write that a high-performance team is not a destination, rather it's a state. Can you explain that further?
Yeah, that's a great point. The thing about teams is that you can go up and down on your team quotient fairly rapidly. So in other words, you might be a high-performance team today and something happens, the market changes, you lose your leader, you lose some team members, and all of a sudden you're back down to a mediocre team. So it takes constant work, and it's not something that you achieve, oh, I've got the gold medal, now I'm a gold medalist and I can just relax. You know, team quotient really, really says that if you want to stay at the highest level, you got to continue to work at it.
And that certainly makes sense. Now, what are some basic ways leaders can impart their vision to their teams?
Well, you know, one of the things the leader has to decide is, do you want to go for a vision, a mission, or purpose statement? So, you know, if we look at a lot of businesses, they say, I'm interested in a vision. And a vision, of course, is something that pulls us forward in the future. It might be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years in the future. A mission is something that this is mission critical, so something that it gives us a real reason for our existence, and a purpose is really, you know, the why are we doing this? So that's the first thing that, you know, leaders and teams need to decide: do they want to focus on a vision, mission, or purpose? And once they've done that, then they can really put some energy into it. Vision is so critical. Without a vision, you're not going to have a high-performance team, because it's the vision that pulls you forward and motivates your team members to perform at the highest level.
Certainly some great information and focus today. We are joined by Mr. Douglas R. Gerber, the founder and CEO of Focus One, a consulting firm that helps leaders create high-performance teams. He's also the author of Team Quotient, How to Build High-Performance Teams That Win Every Time, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Gerber, can Team Quotient be applied to smaller businesses and teams as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Team Quotient can be applied to smaller businesses. The size of the business doesn't really matter. The most important thing is that you've got a team that's leading this business or managing this business. And the size of the team is also, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can have, I've worked with teams as small as, let's say, five people. We've applied this formula. We've worked with, teams that are much bigger as well. So the size doesn't really matter. The size of the company doesn't matter. In fact, small businesses take very readily to this concept because, you know, Team Quotient essentially is an online survey, and it's an online confidential survey, and you can take it within 10 minutes. Each team member takes the survey, and then you can get your results back in a few days.
Now, once your team is achieving a higher performance level, how do you keep it there? How do you maintain the high performance level?
That's a great question, Eric. And, you know, keeping it there means that you've got to reconnect. You know, every team will have its meetings. You might have, you know, weekly meetings or quarterly meetings, monthly meetings. And in those meetings, you need to spend a little bit of time on your team quotient. In other words, reflection time, saying, okay, how are we doing as a team? You know, are we keeping our motivation high? Are we how are levels of trust? Are we collaborating well? You know, all of those things go into high team quotient. And so doing the reflection time during your meetings is essential. I was just working yesterday, actually, with a team. And what this team decided was that at the beginning of every meeting, they're going to spend 10 minutes, and each person will go around the room and say, give some reflections on how they see the team and how it's going. That's one of the ways that you can keep it high, because keeping high performance is all about reminding yourself what is important, what are the key elements of high performance. So, you know, one of the things that we created is this concept of the eight elements of a high performance team. And those eight elements are vision, identity, values, results focus, effectiveness, fun, alignment, and trust. So if you have those eight elements, you're going to be a high-performance team, and the key is to continue to review that with your team.
Well, Mr. Gerber, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today and introducing Team Quotient, your book, to the audience, How to Build High-Performance Teams, such a great resource. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word to take away, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Well, you know, Eric, I think that business teams are actually very similar to sports teams. And sports teams, everybody knows that you have to have a very good team in sports if you want to be a championship sports team. Same applies in business teams. Unfortunately, a lot of leaders, they don't know how to build teams effectively. And number two, they don't know the potential of a high-performance team. You know, I want to leave this thought with you and your leaders, which is, I've realized over the last 15 years in working with teams very closely, and that is that leaders are only as good as the teams they build. So, you know, that means if you can't build a really great team, you know, you're really not going to be a great leader. So focusing on the team, the team will make you as a leader successful. On the other hand, if you don't have a great team, you can be a brilliant leader, and you're not going to be able to maximize your own potential.
And a great place to conclude on today's topic. Mr. Gerber, if folks wanted to reach out, get more information on your company, Focus One, or pick up your book, Team Quotient, where is the best place that they could find these details online?
Certainly, yeah. You can get Team Quotient on Amazon. It's already available, and find bookstores, you know, around the nation. If people can just go to douglasgerber.com and find out more information about Team Quotient and building high-performance teams. And I'd love to be in touch with you know, anybody who's interested. Just get in touch with douglasgerber.com, send me a message, and I'd be happy to reply.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Douglas, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Derek. It's been a pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Douglas R. Gerber, the founder and CEO of Focus One, a consulting firm that helps leaders create high-performance teams. He is also the author of Team Quotient, How to Build High-Performance Teams That Win Every Time. And for further details, visit focus-1.com. Again, that's focus-1.com. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.